I've been reviewing a book by Reveal Riches. The title of the book is called Charlie Munger Wisdom. Reviewing this book, Charlie Munger Wisdom. You can see I've burned this book. I've eaten it up. I'm a big fan of Charlie Munger. He's a co-founder of Berkshire Hathaway, which is run with Warren Buffett. Charlie Munger died in December 2023. He would have been 100 years old in January, I think. He died at 99 years old. There is a lot of lesson and wisdom to learn from Charlie Munger. I'm a big fan of Charlie Munger. It's one of the books that I've bought and given out the most. Charlie Munger's book. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy this episode of the Paul Fo podcast. So I'm reviewing this book, Charlie Munger's Wisdom, so by Reveal Riches. The first thing that we would look at in the book, I'm just going to look at two of his principles, and that'll be it for the podcast. The first one is how he looks at investing in businesses. So evaluating a business before he invests in a business. So Charlie Munger typically looks at asking himself, does this business have a moat? Does it have a moat? Because if a business has a moat, it protects it from competition, as it were. But what is a moat? It says here that a moat, the key principle of a moat can be likened to the function of medieval castles, whereby, you know, there's like a castle and then there's the big ocean or water around that castle with a lot of sharks and big animals inside the water. So you can't get to the castle. So that castle, there's a moat around the castle. So if you relate this to business, it basically means what makes your business impenetrable? What makes it difficult for a competition to just get into your industry? What makes it difficult? So that's basically what a moat is all about. So according to Charlie Munger, there are four moats that he looks at in evaluating a business. The first moat is brand moat. Does the business have a brand moat? For example, Coca-Cola is a brand. It's a big brand. The brand of Coca-Cola is a moat. So this makes it very, very difficult for another, you know, soft drink or cola company to get into the space where Coca-Cola is, because Coca-Cola has a moat. And the moat that Coca-Cola has is a brand name. For example, if you want to have a fizzy drink right now, somebody asks you, what fizzy drink do you want? The name that comes to your mind is Coca-Cola. And there are tons of fizzy drinks in the world, but you don't remember them because Coca-Cola has a brand moat, you know? Like, you want to photocopy a piece of document, say you want to Xerox it, because the brand name of Xerox, it makes it very difficult for another company to come into that industry. That has a brand, it has a moat. Did you get that? Great. I said he also invests in companies that have a cost moat. A cost moat for a business is basically a business whereby there's a way he put it there. He said it's a business can create a moat by producing goods and services at a lower cost than its competition. So you look like a Tesco, for example. You look like a Costco in America, for example. You know, that business can buy stuff in bulk much more cheaper than its competition, and because of that, they reduce the price for the end user. Now, new entrants into that space will find it very, very difficult to compete with that company because they have a cost moat. All right, I'm going somewhere with this. The other moat that he talked about is the switching cost moat. That is very, very interesting as well. He says that a business also has a moat whereby if it is very difficult for you to, for a customer, for an existing customer to switch to a competition, it makes it very, very difficult for that to happen. So because of that, that business has a moat. I mean, if you use, let me think about a switching cost moat that I can think about. Let's say you use a certain software, right? And that is a software that all everybody in your office uses, everybody in your family uses. To now switch to another software, to start to onboard every other person in that new software, it becomes very, very difficult. So the switching cost makes it difficult for people to just switch over. So that's why that business has a moat in that sense. The last quote, the last moat that I like is a network effect moat. It's a very powerful. A business that has a network effect is a business whereby, what's a network effect? Basically means that the more people that use your product, the more valuable the product becomes. Why is Instagram powerful? Instagram is powerful because you are there and I am there. Why is your phone, your telephone has a network effect? If you are the only one that has a telephone, it is, doesn't have a network effect. The more people that have a telephone, the more powerful a telephone is. So that phone has a network effect. Instagram is powerful. Facebook is powerful because they have a network effect. So the more people that use that product, the more powerful the product becomes. So Charlie Munger says they invest only in businesses that have a network effect. So I it got me thinking, I said, okay, what kind of moat can I build in my own business? How do you build a moat in... Oh, Eva, how are you doing? How are you doing? Well done, Eva. How do you build a moat in your business whereby it makes it difficult for the competition to even think about coming? What kind of moat can you build in your business? Okay, Spirit of Sako is watching me right now. Great. I think your brand name can also be a moat. I'll give an example. In Nigeria, if you listen to this, it's not the best MC in Nigeria, but it's the one of the most popular compare. His name is Ebuka. All right? His name is Ebuka. He has a brand name because he has hosted Big Brother Nigeria for a couple of seasons. That gives him a moat in the industry. So his brand name becomes a moat, making it very difficult for new entrants to come in. So he's like a category king, as it were. So if you know that, to counteract that, if you know that in your industry there is a category king in your industry, you can actually create a subcategory in that industry. Yeah. You can create another category and become the king of that category. So let's say, for example, in real estate, for example, and there's a category king in residential property. You can create your own category in terms of finding homes for only single people, for example. You know, the number one company that creates real estate for single people. That is a category that you can create for yourself. So just think about in terms of building a moat for yourself. All right. So that is a philosophy that Charlie Munger holds dearly. I mean, I really respect Charlie Munger. Let's look at Charlie Munger's mental model for making decisions and choices. All right. It's cognitive biases. Let's get into his cognitive biases. The first cognitive bias that Charlie Munger is very popular for is inversion thinking. It's a mathematical, it was derived from mathematics. Inversion thinking, he says, always think in inverts. It means that instead of you to say, for example, how can I have a great marriage? He says you should ask yourself, what are the top three things or top five things that can destroy my marriage? And then he says, do the opposite of that. I like that a lot. I really do like that a lot. If you run a business, you say to yourself, what are the five, three things that can make me fail in my business? He says, write all of those 5-3 things down. And then you do the opposite of those things. When you do that, you are doing what they call inversion thinking. You are thinking in invert, the opposite of that. I think that's a very powerful way to look at the world and to look at your business. When you start thinking in invert. So if you're in sales, for example, I'm a sales trainer. By the way, I'm doing a webinar on the 17th of May. The title of the webinar is called How to Achieve Your Sales Target in 60 Days or Less. In that webinar, you will learn how to attract new leads for your business. You will learn how to increase engagement between you and your customers with outbound and inbound lead. You will learn how to increase your sales conversion rate from 10% to like 16%. You will learn how to retain your existing customers and so much more. So if you want to register for that webinar, you click on the link on my Instagram bio to register for that webinar. Or if you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, you click on the link in the show notes to register for that webinar. It will help your business a lot. And if you run a business, register for that webinar. You will thank me later. The second sponsor of this episode of the Portfolio Podcast is my WhatsApp community and my book community. So I have a WhatsApp group where I review books every single month. I teach sales lessons every single month. To join that group is £8 a month or 8,000 naira a month or 15,000 naira a quarter to register and be in that. Who would like to register for that WhatsApp group right now? Say I. To register to be a part of the WhatsApp group, click on the link on my Instagram bio or the link on the show notes on YouTube or on Spotify, wherever you are listening to this as a podcast. All right? So those are mental models from Charlie Munger that I learned. And I thought that they were very, very powerful. The other one, the last one I'll talk about is confirmation bias. Charlie Munger said that every human being is always looking for information or beliefs or information that confirms their previous beliefs. So, for example, if you believe that you are smart, for example, you will start looking for confirmatory information that confirms how smart you are. It's confirmation bias. Now, let's relate this to sales. If you believe that customers will not buy from you, you will always be looking for the evidences that will prove that truly they will not buy from you. That is called a confirmation bias. Human beings are always looking for a way to confirm their biases. This is why if you say you are right, if you say you can succeed, you are right. If you say you can't succeed, you are also right, because you will always look for the confirmatory biases that will confirm your pre-existing beliefs. The world will give back to you what you already have. That's why people say that you are always, what is going on inside of you is what the world reflects back to you. Your experiences, to a large extent, is a mirror of what is going on internally within you. So if you don't like what is going on outside of you, change your beliefs, because a lot of times we confirm our pre-existing beliefs. I hope this was useful to each and every one of you. Again, I'm doing a webinar on sales, how to achieve your sales target in 60 days or less. For more details about this webinar, it will transform your sales. I will add you to my paid WhatsApp group for free. You will get my book reviews. I reviewed like 40 books. They are in my Notion doc. I will send it to you for free if you sign up for the webinar. Also, you can join my paid WhatsApp group as well. It's 15,000 naira a month. £8 will be $8 a month to be in it. So all the details are in the click and the link in my bio, or the link underneath this video. Those of you watching this on YouTube, please click on the subscribe button. On Spotify, click on the subscribe button. Share this podcast if you've gotten value from this. My Instagram, please don't go anywhere. I'm still talking to you guys. All right.